Yud Dalad Mal Cheshvan, Tuesday the 23rd of October, Rabbi Chaim Rappaport, Schar Shabbos, the reward of Shabbos. Is the word Schar? No, it's not. I'm reading up the word, so.
Good morning, my Rabbi Rabbeisai. Based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Rambam finishes off Hilcha Shabbos, Perek Lamed, Halacha Tasvog. With the following words, B'chol Hashem Eras HaShabbos Kil Choso, anyone who keeps Shabbos properly, or mechabdo, or ma'ango, k'vikoichoi, honors the Shabbos, takes delight in Shabbos in accordance with his ability, k'va mefurish b'kabolos hori b'elamazeh, yeser l'aschar tzofen l'elamabo. The Sifri HaNeviim explicitly state his reward in this world, what he will receive, in addition to the reward which is stored away for the hereafter, the world to come. Which according to the Rambam, Olam Haba means the Olam HaNeshama, is the world of the souls, Gan Eden. The Ramban holds that Olam Haba refers to the world after Tchiyos HaMesim. But the Rambam in various places tells us that Olam Haba, including also in Hilchos Teshuvah Perek Ches, that Olam Haba refers to the world in which the souls reside. And he quotes the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Shenema, as it says, Oz Tisanag Al Hashem, then you will take delight in Hashem. Here Kavticho, and I will make you ride al Bomose Oretz, on the high places of the land, Vahachalticho, and I will give you Nachlas Yaakov Avicho, the heritage of your patriarch Yaakov, Kipi Hashem Diber, for the mouth of Hashem has spoken. What is this special schar that we receive for Shabbos? Perhaps the Rambam alludes to this in the words, Yeser HaSchar HaTzofon Le'olam Haba. In addition to the schar that is stored away in Le'olam Haba, let me explain. The Rambam in several places in his Sforim discusses the concept of schar mitzvahs. And based on the Gemara in Kiddushin and at the end of Chulin, he says, Schar mitzvah b'hai al malekah. There is no reward for the performance of mitzvahs in this world. The Gemara derives this, the Gemara illustrates this, but the Rambam explains that there's a reason for this. Why is there no reward for this, for mitzvahs in this world? The reason is because the soul, the neshama, as it is invested in a physical body, is not able to appreciate the reward in Olam Haba, which is completely spiritual. Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuvah Perek Ches that the reward in Olam Haba is Lisaneg HaLashem. It's a spiritual bliss to take delight in Hashem. To take delight in Hashem is something which is a transcendent experience which the soul, as it is invested in the body, is not able to appreciate. Rambam gives an example. He says it's like if you try and explain the person that's blind and who's always been blind, the difference between colors, blue and red. A person who has never, in his experience, his existence, has never encountered colors, they won't be able to appreciate the difference between blue and red as much as you explain it. The same is true that the soul, when it is confined by the shackles of the physical body, so then the soul is not able to be a keli, a receptacle, for the type of reward that is given in Olam Haba. Therefore, the reward has to be in Olam Haba. What is it that we find in the Torah in many places, including in the Shema that we say every day, that V'hoyom Shema Yatishma Mitzvoysa V'nosati Matar Atzchem Bitter Yerom Malkosh V'nosati Yisibosot Chilventecho. There are many places in the Torah and Parshas B'chokoysa and others where we see that the Torah says that if you do the mitzvahs, then you'll receive reward, and the reward is described in this worldly terms: rain, peace, tranquility, health, etc. So the Rambam explains in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Tes and in Pirush HaMishnayos in Sanhedrin that this is not the real reward. I'll paraphrase what the Rambam says by way of an analogy. A person is working for a firm. So he's given certain facilities in order to enable him to do the job. He's given an office, he's given an air conditioner, heating to protect him from the climate. He's given an assistant, a secretary, he's given a car, he's given a computer, he's given all sorts of things. Now, if at the end of the month he comes to his salary and the boss says to him, look, what do you mean your salary? I've given you all these things. He says, that's not reward. You gave me that as an amenity in order that I should be able to do the job I was employed for. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuva that all the things that the Torah promises in this world, this isn't the real reward. What Hashem is saying is, so long as you're employed to do the job, then I will facilitate your work by giving you the amenities which you require in order to do the job properly. A person can't study Torah and perform mitzvahs if he is completely bogged down by war and famine and illness. So therefore Hashem says, I'll provide these things in order you shouldn't have to suffer and you should be able to get on with the job. Of course, if you use the car that the company gave you instead of to go and see clients, you use it to go joyriding, then the employer will take away the car. So if the Moisishmu, if you don't keep the mitzvahs, then I will deprive you of these amenities. That's the way the Rambam understands that this worldly reward that is described in the Torah, but the real reward, which is Hayom Lasoisam Lamachal Kabal Scharam, that refers to the reward in the world to come. What are we to make of the Eilu Dvorim Shalom Echel Perisem Beil Mazeva Karen Kiyemes Leilam Abo? What's that? We say every morning after Berachas HaTorah, these are the things which a person has fringe benefits in this world. What are the fringe benefits? We've seen already that there's the facilities, the amenities, which that's the Nesati Gishmeichem Beitom, that's the Nos Nohorev Tzivulov, Eitz HaSodi Yitin Pirioi. We've seen that there's the real reward. And now we have a third category of Peris Sehen. So the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnah, the Peris Sehen refers to the self-propelling benefit that you get from mitzvahs. These mitzvahs like Kibud Av V'Em, Bikur Chayilim, Nichum Aveilim, mitzvahs shebaronim lechaverim, mitzvahs which create a kinder and generous society, what comes around goes around. So if you're kind to people and you're respectful and you're considerate and you're sensitive, so mamela you'll also benefit from it. And that's the pshat the Peir is saying by the Mazah. Now we come back to all the way to Shabbos. So what does the Rambam mean when he says that there's going to be a special schar b'olam mazeh? Yeser haschar tzofen lo olam haba. In addition to the reward that is tzofen lo olam haba. Herein the Rambam tells us that the schar b'olam hazeh will be of the same type as that which is tzofen lo olam haba. Otherwise it's ridiculous to compare it to the schar which is tzofen lo olam haba. Because the schar in this world is ordinarily amenities. Amenities is not in addition to schar tzofen lo olam haba. It's a completely different quality. It's a completely different brand. So the soid here is that the schar that you get for Shmir Shabbos is that it's possible through investing in Shabbos, as the Rambam says, with all your ability, to have tanug al Hashem, a spiritual tanug, a tanug ruchni, even in this world. So the schar that you get for Shmir Shabbos is kein umei ein, the schar that you have in Olam Haba. That's why it's in addition to that schar. In addition to the Nisanig Al Hashem, which is Tzofun Olam Haba, a schar which cannot be fully appreciated in this world. There will be a schar which is doimeloi, which is the same type of the same brand, even as you are here in Olam Hazeh Gashmi, in this physical world. Yes, there are schar sof in Olam Haba. And what pasuk does he quote? What pasuk does he quote? Shemema. Oz tisana gal Hashem. It's explicit. Tisana gal Hashem is, in a word, the definition of the type of schar. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva is the schar in Olam Haneshama, the reward that a person gets in the world to come in Olam Haba. And that's the lachalticha nachlos Yaakov Avicha nachla b'nei Metzorim. In this world, it's impossible. But on Shabbos, it's possible. And this is the pshat that it says in the Arizal, in the Pasuk and Parshas, Kiseitze, B'yoymai Titin Schoroi, that the words B'yoymai Titin Schoroi, Rosh HaTevis Shabbos, because on Shabbos it is, usually we say, HaYoyim La'asoy Yisrael Melamachol L'kabal Schoroi, only in the world to come you can get the Schar. But by Shabbos we say, HaYoyim La'asoy Yisrael Melamachol L'kabal Schoroi, we say, by Shabbos we say, B'yoymai Titin Schoroi, you get the Schar for Shabbos even in this world, HaYoyim La'asoy Yisrael. Because it's possible to reach the Sanhedrin of Hashem. But now the question is, how is it possible? It's like a gift, the Gemara in Bered after Zion Medal says that Shabbos is a matona toiva. It's a matona milmaila. But we know that every matona, there has to be, in order it shouldn't be namadich sufa, it shouldn't be shameful bread, there has to be an investment that we make which enables us to be kalim for such a type of reward. What is this kalim? There's a Rashi in Parshas Kisiso. Rashi says, Shabbos Shabbosin. The Pasuk Shabbos Shabbosin in relation to Shabbos. Sometimes Shabbos Shabbosin refers to Yom Kippur. Parshas Kisiso, Rashi says, Shabbos Shabbosin refers to the, he's talking there about the regular Shabbos clearly. What does it mean, Shabbos Shabbosin? Says Rashi, Menuchas Margoya Veloy Menuchas Arai. A rest of tranquility, not a temporary rest. That's the type Shabbos Shabbosin. One Shabbos could mean stam, temporary rest. Shabbos Shabbosin means Menuchas Margoya. What's the difference between Menuchas Margoya and Menuchas Arya? What's the definition? So I once saw a very nice moshul for this. Rav Zevin in his Sefer brings a nice moshul. He says like this. Imagine you have a team of builders constructing a construction team, and they're building a multi-story building, and they have to finish the work very quickly. They've got a deadline. So they work 18 hours a day, 19 hours a day, and then every so often, they have a nap. It's called an energy nap. But during this nap, there's no tranquility. Because, first of all, they're only able to rest shortly. They keep on waking up during the rest, during the sleep, thinking about the work, nervous, anxious. They've got a deadline. If they don't meet the deadline, they'll lose the contract, etc., etc. So that's not a real rest. And also, there's no satisfaction. It comes at the end, they finish the job, and they have a shlof. That's what you call a post-cholim shlof. That is something completely different. This is Menuchas Margoya. You completely have no all, no yoke, no responsibility. You can sleep peacefully, you can sleep with a sense of satisfaction because your job is done. So Rashi says, that's what he says, Menuchas Margoya means a rest of tranquility. On Shabbos, Ayid has to have Menuchas Margoya. In the Lashon of Halacha, this is like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that on Shabbos a person has to see Ki'ilu kol malachtcho asuyot, as if all your work is done. What does it mean all your work is done? It's not done. You've still got 55 emails in your inbox from customers who are waiting for an answer, and if you don't send them the reply, they'll go to another firm. There's a lot of competition these days. You've still got chovas to pay. You've still got many things to attend to. And you're aware of the fact that it's not Komalak Trasuyot. The answer is that by the mitzvah of Shabbos, the matona of Shabbos is that the Ebishter gave Yid the Koyach, that when Shabbos comes in, even in the winter, it's in the middle of the afternoon, and everything is still going on, a Yid is able to enter a different plane of existence, is able to enter a higher realm, is able to enter an institution called Shabbos, in which all the emails and all the telephone calls and all the customers and all the people that are waiting for his attention do not exist there. Motzei Shabbos after Havdalah, he comes back down and he re-enters that space, he re-enters that realm. But in the realm of Shabbos, it doesn't exist. Hayid has a koyach that when it comes to Shabbos, he's able to be yotzei, to completely exit the world of Olam HaMaaseh and enter that space where Kol Malach Tchasiyo. In that realm, everything is done, there's nothing to do. All the emails are Ki'il Lahoyo, all the telephone calls, all the customers are completely not Tofes Mokum, they have no achiza, they have no impact upon his state of mind and his state of being. Now, of course, this is how is it possible to do? Only a Yid can do this. This is not something which can be achieved through one's own koiches. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah of Shabbos, but a mitzvah is also an asinas koyach. In the mitzvah of Shabbos, he gave us the ability to reach this transcendental state when Shabbos comes in, that it should be kiel malach tchasuyo, and everything else fades into oblivion. And in that state, what's the mile of that state? The mile of that state is that then a person can focus on his ruchnius. Then a person can focus on that which really counts. A person can daven without any deterrent. A person can learn without any disturbance. And when a person is able to immerse himself in ruchnius in such a way that he's not pulled back by anything gashmi, he reaches a menuchas margoya, v'loy menuchas arai. So then he is able to serve as a keli to reach the Mechabed as HaShabbos HaMa'ango K'nikoichai through his efforts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a matona that he's taka able to extract himself to the extent that although he's not mamish in Olam Haba, he's able to have a tainu geruchni which is mi'ein Olam Haba, which is a microcosm of the type of reward that one has in Olam Haba. And that's the pshat when the Rambam says that the schar of Shabbos is yeser al atzofim loy Olam Haba, which is the greatest thing that could possibly be in this world. Now, I mentioned before that after Havdalah we go back to normal. But in many Sforim, particularly Chassidish Sforim, there's a strong emphasis on Motzei Shabbos. Some people avoid doing certain malachas on Motzei Shabbos. But on Motzei Shabbos, we still wear Big Day Shabbos, there's still a certain Kedusha. And of course, the halachadika emphasis on Motzei Shabbos is on Sudas Malava Malka. There's an entire siman in Shulchan Aruch, chapter 300, siman Shin in Erech Chaim, which is dedicated to Lo'ilam Yisadir Odom Shulchan Rebim Mitzoy Shabbos. A siman sholem in Shulchan Aruch about Malava Malka. In Kabbalah, it's called Sudas of the David Malka Meshicha, and it's connected with the Etzem Luz, etc., etc., which is also connected to Tchil Sameis in Moilam Abo. What's the origin of the Suda of Malav Malka? In Parshas Bereishis it says, Vayivorech Elokim Maseh Mashvi Vayikadesh Oisot. So in Mechilta, in Parshas Beshalach, it says, what are the two things of Vayivorech Elokim and Vayikadesh Oisot? So in Mechilta says, Vayivorech Elokim Beir Choy B'mon, he blessed Shabbos with mon. Sheyored Boy, on Shabbos there was a double portion of mon, Lechem Mishnah. And what's for on Erev Shabbos? On Erev Shabbos there was a double portion of mon. And what's Vayikadosh Oisoi? That the mon didn't fall on Shabbos itself. That's the two things. Pirchas HaMon is the abundance, and Kedushas HaShabbos is that because of the Kedushas HaShabbos, there's no V'yotza on Balaktu, but there's no mon at all falling. Now, if you think about it, you'll see an interesting thing here. The double portion of mon that fell on Friday, usually when the mon fell, it fell in the morning. What was the mon supposed to serve? It wasn't like the usual carrier of the words for the night and the morning. The mon came down in the morning. Baboike, baboike. So they ate the man all day and in the following evening. So on Erev Shabbos, when they came down two portions of man, two omrim for every person. So the Friday portion was eaten on Friday and on Friday night. Right? Like every other day. The Shabbos portion, the additional mona of mon that came down for Shabbos, that was eaten on Shabbos and also Matzah Shabbos. Because otherwise, what would he eat on the night? Sudas Hayom, Sudas Halayla. Kundurchois, that whilst the Kedushas HaShabbos comes to an end with Matzah Shabbos and Tosfos Shabbos, the Birkas HaShabbos actually continues on Matzah Shabbos as well. Why? Because what's the Birkas HaShabbos according to the Mechilta? The Birkas HaShabbos is the second portion of Mon that came down. That second portion of Mon, the Shabbos Tikimon that came down on Friday, wasn't just eaten on Shabbos itself, but it was also eaten on Mitzoy Shabbos. So that's the Yisoid, it would seem, the concept of the Kedusha of Matzah Shabbos and the significance of Sudas Melav Malka. Because even though Kedushas Shabbos is gone, there's no Isra Asiyas Melacha, it's after Tosfos Shabbos, and there's no Isra at all, but the Kedusha of Shabbos remains. And this is the Pshat that it says, that we refer to the Suda of Melav Malka as Melav Malka. It says, in the Poskim, the Loshan is, Melavin es HaMelech, Malka Kederach Shemelavin es HaMelech. There's a livui, a process of livui. Yeah, in Shulchan Aruch it's also brought Legabe B'Havdola that the minhag is to be Mavdil Me'umid. Why? Because when you were Melav HaMelech, some people are Mavdil Taka Me'ushah. But those who are Mavdil Me'umid standing is because the livui HaMelech, the accompaniment to the king, is when he is Ba'amida. L'chayret Seshver Zach. Usually when you accompany someone, you're still with them. If you've already said goodbye and it's been already Motzei Shabbos and Tosfos Shabbos and Rabbeinu Tams and everything else, so the king has gone home already. The queen has gone home. What's the pshat? You're still accompanying the king. The answer is because the Mishayim Mikedusha Lavdalta, the sanctity of Shabbos, the Birkas of Shabbos remains even on Motzei Shabbos as well. So therefore, we still have Shabbos Malkasa. We may not have the Kedushas of Shabbos, because Kedusha is associated with Yisra Asiyas Melocha, but we still have the Brocha of Shabbos. The special blessing of Shabbos is still there. In line with what we said before, we may suggest that the purpose, that the special quality of Shabbos can be extended to a certain extent, even the Mitzoy Shabbos, that even on Mitzoy Shabbos, a person should be able to experience this Lihisani Vel Hashem. And of course, like in all other things it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, the Menim Isporchim Kuli Yomin, the function of Shabbos is that all the 6 days of the week should be blessed from the Shabbos. There is an impact on the rest of the week as well. This is also the meaning of that, one of the meanings, of that which we say that the Motzei Shabbos we are Meriach HaSapsomim because of the Neshama Yaseira. The Neshama Yaseira means the ability to rise to have a completely different experience. And we see it b'muchash, that a Yid who is able to reach such a level, where on Shabbos he is out of this world, literally, so then there's a Neshama Yaseira, there's an additional existence, there's a different type of chayas, which is unaffected and is oblivious to the Havoyos Olam Hazeh, to the ongoings of this world. When the Neshama Yaseira goes away, so you hit back to reality with a knock. Suddenly you turn on your computer and everything comes back. So there's a real shake. So we need something to, as it were, revive us in this state of being. Al Koponim, the emphasis is like this, that Shabbos, once upon a time, we all know stories of Yidden who came to the United Kingdom or Yidden who came to the United States in the 1930s, 1940s, or 1920s. And Shabbos was a real nisoyin. Because some people had a job every week and had to change a job. People were mamish mois and nefesh. And even in our generation, in Soviet Russia, there were people who couldn't keep Shabbos because of the gzeiras hashmad, because of the government. So there were people who had real nisyonis in the practical Shmir Shabbos. Today, the Shmir Shabbos on that level is a nisyon for a few people, but not for many. Most people are able to extricate themselves from such a situation where the panosa is going to be threatened on an existential level, the panosa is going to be undermined through Shmir Shabbos. We have all sorts of systems in place, even for people who work with the internet, there's Eitzes already. So a person can keep Shabbos Begashmis. But in Kuntir Sachrin of Tanya, he says that there's the Chitzonius of Shabbos and there's the Pnimius of Shabbos. The Pnimius of Shabbos is the Taka to be Mesaneg al Hashem. And that's where it's, in a way, perhaps even harder nowadays. Because it's very easy to treat Shabbos as a day, which is just quality time with the family. It's also a good thing. The person turns off their social media and they're not in touch with high tech and they become more focused on the family. It's a gewaltige Sache. But if that would be the entirety of Shabbos, it would be extremely reductionist. And therefore, we learn in this week's Sedra, why was it by Yaakov, it says this Schar Ubelim Metzorim. So the Gemara learns about in the pasuk in Basra Yishlach where it says, "Vayichenes pnei oyim melamed shenichnas lirim dumdum michama v'kovel etchumin mebadyon." The Yaakov Avinu at havegeshtelt chumi. The ability of to be a master of oneself and to be able to dedicate certain time, that one should be yotze mikol hasokov and enter into a higher plane of Torah and Tefillah in such a way that one becomes completely submerged, completely shakua. That is a matona toiva shenasati liYisrael v'Shabbos Shmo. That is something which we are given the koyach. But of course, like all other things, there has to be an isarusa dilatata. There has to be an effort on our behalf in order that we should be able to reach this stage. The Ebishter should give us taka the strength that we should be zoichet to be mechabed and meshabed maanig the Shabbos each one kifi koychoi, and we'll be zoichet to v'harachukh and nachas Yaakov v'licho kifi Hashem dibur.